2020 related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The executive order allows state parties covered by the Brown Act to hold public meetings via teleconferencing. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed above and may submit written comments for prior consideration to board members. Comments can be submitted to vmendoza@workforcehs.org. The day of the meeting can also be given during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation be provided for any individual with a disability. Please see the accommodations notice. And as required by state law SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. Meeting reminders, please place your phones on mute until such time as you are presenting or asked to speak. And when addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. And we will go ahead with opening items, number one. And we will call this meeting of Orange County Workforce Innovation High School, operated by Western Educational Corporation, a California nonprofit public benefit corporation, for Thursday, May 20th, 2021, at 11 a.m. to order. And roll call and establishment of quorum. Michael Adams is here. Claude Ed Beck.
Here.
Frank Lucasa.
Here.
And we're all present in counted for and do have a quorum. And let me remind everybody again, please place your phones on mute unless you're speaking. And we will start with C, Pledge of Allegiance. And Frank, will you please lead us?
Yes, of course, Michael. Place your right hand on your heart. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Frank. We'll move on to D, staff introductions, and we'll start off with corporate officers.
Good morning, President Adams. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Yeah. And school staff.
Julie Barra, Area Superintendent.
Thank you, Julie.
Anna Heimlich, Assistant Principal.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, school legal counsel.
Adam Miller.
Thank you, Adam. And advisors who are supporting agenda items will present today.
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC.
Thank you, Michelle. And finally, any other staff who wish to introduce themselves at this time? Hearing none, we'll move on to item E. I'll hear a motion to approve the agenda for the May 20th, 2021 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve agenda item 1E.
Thank you.
Back, I will second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
And Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
That passes with 3 yes votes. Item F. I'll hear a motion to approve the minutes of the April 15, 2021 special public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve agenda item 1F.
Thank you.
Claudia Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
And that passes with 3 yes votes. Item G, I'll hear a motion to approve the minutes of the April 26, 2021 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve agenda item 1G.
Thank you.
Claudia Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
And that passes with 3 yes votes. Item 2, consent agenda. All items listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. Does any board member want, and we have one consent agenda item. The board will be asked to approve the revised COVID-19 plan for resuming in-person instruction and addendum to the school's health and safety plan. Does any board member want this item pulled for further discussion at this time? Hearing none, I'll hear a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Frank Picasa, I make a motion to approve consent agenda item A1.
Thank you.
Claudia Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Frank Picasa?
Aye.
And that passes with 3 yes votes. Item 3, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you'd like to participate in public comment, you must have signed in before the commencement of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public who wish to participate in public comment. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comments will not exceed 18 minutes per agenda item or 10 minutes for non-agenda items. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Are there any members of the public on the line at this time who would like to make comment? Hearing none, were there any written comments or questions submitted to the board prior to the meeting?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands reporting that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
Thank you very much, Shelley. We'll move on to item 4, action items. Item A, the board will be asked to approve the Expanded Learning Opportunities Grant Plan, and that's Julie Potter.
Yes, good morning, President Adams and board members Lucasa and Beck. I'd like to direct your attention to page 54 in the board package. Under Assembly Bill 86 COVID-19 Relief Package, $287,773 has been allocated to Orange County Workforce Innovation High School for the Extended Learning Opportunities Grants. As such, LEAs must implement a learning recovery program that provides supplemental instruction, support for social and emotional well-being, and meals and snacks to specified subgroups who have faced adverse learning and social emotional circumstances. Our plan explains how we utilize the fund to implement a learning recovery program for at least the students in one or more of the following groups: low-income students, English learners, foster youth, homeless students, students with disabilities, students at risk of abuse, neglect, or exploitation, disengaged students, and students who are below grade level, including but not limited to credit deficient students, high school students at risk of graduating, and other students identified by certificated staff. In order to receive the ELO grant funds, we must complete an ELO grant plan with input from stakeholders and have that adopted by the school board by June 1st, which we're doing today. Once the plan is approved, I will forward to our authorizers, Orange County Department of Ed, within 5 days per OCDE or CDE instructions. The Extended Learning Opportunity Grant was developed with stakeholder feedback from students, staff, family members, and the community. Parent and guardian feedback was solicited during PAC and ELAC meetings. In addition, parents were able to provide feedback via the Google survey and Learn for Life Connect, school counselor, English language development teacher, education specialist, and literacy teachers were utilized to solicit additional feedback from parents, guardians, or students in subgroups specified. Based on the feedback from the stakeholders mentioned, ELO grant funds will be used in the following ways: $52,000 for extended instructional learning time, $42,500 for accelerated progress to close learning gaps through the implementation, expansion, or enhancement of learning support, which includes Math 180, Read 180, to mention a few, $65,460 to integrate student supports to address other barriers to learning, which includes transportation assistance and a MIL program, $20,240 for the community learning hubs that provide students with access to technology, high-speed internet, and other academic supports, $60,000 for supports for credit-deficient students to complete graduation or grade promotion requirements and to increase or improve student college eligibility, $29,000 for additional academic services for students, which include increased hours to support dual enrollment and CTE program expenses, and lastly, $18,573 for training for school staff on strategies to engage students and families in addressing students' social-emotional health and academic needs. This concludes my presentation on the Expanded Learning Opportunities Grant Plan. Do you have any questions or concerns?
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
Hey, Julie, this is Frank. I'm looking through the packet of the plan description, and I apologize if I didn't see it, but as far as the surveys that went out, it looks like they went out via Google Forms and Panorama. Do we know how many total surveys were distributed, and of those, what was the overall response rate?
Yeah, that's a great question, Frank, and I don't have the answer to, but I could certainly get back to the board on your the amount.
Okay, I'm just curious as far as, you know, generally when you get these surveys out, you know, response rates, you know, it can be tough, you know.
Sure.
To get, but it'd be good to see that.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'll get that to you. And that's kind of also when I mentioned of some of the other subgroups that may have not responded, we had our ELD specialist and our literacy teacher reach out to the families as well.
Okay, great. Thank you, Julie.
Sure.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from the board? If not, I'll hear a motion to approve action item 4A.
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve action item 4A.
Thank you.
Claudia Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
And that passes with 3 yes votes. Item 5, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, President Adams. Yes, I would like to thank Superintendent Parra for her presentation. It's a good program, and it's going to be an adjunct to our normal services. It actually reaches out to our population, so maybe a little extra work for us, and if we have to put more people on, we will, but I think it's a good program, and again, I'd like to thank Superintendent Parra. Back to you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any board members like to make an observation or comment at this time? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 6, closing items. Date of our next regular board meeting is June 8th, 2021 at 12 noon. Please note your calendars on that. And moving on to item B, may I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you.
Claudia Peck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
And that passes with 3 yes votes, and we are adjourned.